Britain. Heathrow. Do not go to gate. The endless saga of Heathrow's third runway.
Heathrow Airport has a new boss and two new investors. Yet some familiar problems continue to affect it. After two summers punctuated by flight cancellations, passengers are bracing for more disruption. Around 650 Border Force workers at Heathrow are due to go on strike from August 31st until September 3rd in protest at newly introduced work rotas. Like many airports, Heathrow has struggled to handle a post-pandemic surge in air travel. Customer satisfaction levels are down from pre-COVID-19 levels. Flight delays are up. But the biggest problem is structural. Heathrow has operated at close to maximum capacity for more than a decade. The question facing Thomas Waldbye, Heathrow's chief executive, and its new backers, Ardian, a French private equity firm, and the Saudi Public Investment Fund, or PIF, which have agreed to acquire stakes of 22.6% and 15% respectively, is how to increase the number of passengers it can manage. Heathrow, whose chairman also chairs the Economist Group, is focused on simpler fixes for now. The airport says that a new baggage system in Terminal 2 and improvements to security lanes, for instance, would increase capacity. But improvements of this sort will get Heathrow only so far. If it is to handle many more people, it needs another runway. Last year, Heathrow was the fourth busiest airport in the world, with 79.2 million passengers passing through its terminals. Heathrow is forecasting that a record 82.4 million passengers will go through the airport this year. Yet it has only two runways, compared with four at Paris's Charles de Gaulle and at Frankfurt, and six at Amsterdam's Schiphol. A third runway would give a big boost to capacity. According to projections made in 2019, potential passenger numbers would rise to 142 million a year. But plans to build another runway at Heathrow have spent decades waiting for takeoff. They were first outlined in 1946, first endorsed by the then government in 2003, and have been under review since the pandemic. They remain highly controversial. Local communities raise fears about noise and air pollution. Environmental groups balk at the additional 260,000 annual flights another runway might bring, along with more annual greenhouse gas emissions than Luxembourg. Costs are another concern. The projected bill to build a third runway was reckoned as high as £24.3 billion. That's $40 billion back in 2014. That figure would be much bigger now. All of which raises difficult questions for Heathrow's owners. Expansion would require lots of capital, but Heathrow is unlikely to provide the returns of faster-growing airports such as Istanbul and Dubai. Having racked up debt worth £16.8 billion, Heathrow's finances are already constrained. In July, it was dealt a further blow by the Civil Aviation Authority, the industry regulator, which forced it to prune landing fee charges paid by airlines. A third runway would raise hard questions for the Labour government, too. It has made growth its number one priority and set about clearing barriers to new infrastructure, but it also talks up its green credentials. The debate over Heathrow's expansion may have been rumbling on for decades. It isn't over yet.